Department of Housing oversight of Peter McVerry Trust funding should be strengthened, according to the state spending watchdog, the Controller and Auditor General. That was one of the findings from the latest report from the C&AG on the accounts of the public services for 2023. Let's get more from our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan, who's been going through the report. Brian, it is an enormous document. I'm sure we could be here until tea time going through it, but let's start with the Peter McVerry Trust. What does the report say?
Yeah, as you say, Rachel, an extensive document, 24 chapters across hundreds of pages. We're looking at topics like the plastic bag levy, rapid housing, flood management scheme, carbon taxes, the cost of policing public events. And the whole idea of this report is that as the Comptroller and Auditor General, he's the state spending watchdog, they look at 287 public bodies with more than €300 billion worth of public money to ensure that the taxpayer is getting value for money and that no money is being wasted. And yes, when you talk about the Peter McVerry Trust, the very well-known homelessness charity, it specifically looked in this report at the controls that are in place at the Department of Housing when it comes to funding that would be given to the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive, which is then passed on to the Peter McVerry Trust. And when it comes to the financial controls that are in place, they rely on financial reports and random spot checks on invoices that would be submitted by the charity for payment. However, the report found these controls have not operated as expected. It spoke about how one spot check wasn't carried out in time, another one was supposed to be carried out at a future date, but that didn't happen either. So what the C&AG is recommending on this is that there should be protocol arrangements between the department and Dublin City Council, and that these should be strengthened in relation to this oversight of funding and these grants that are being provided to the Peter McVerry Trust. There's also a section on exceptional funding that would go to the trust. And again, it has to meet certain criteria, certain terms and conditions, and it has to submit reports to the department to prove that it is doing that. However, this report found that the department should, where possible, seek relevant evidence of the trust's compliance with all current funding conditions.
We were talking earlier about what the government will do with the windfall tax money from Apple, but the operation of the Apple escrow account, where the money was stored while we were waiting for the final adjudication from Europe, that's another area that's addressed in this report.
Yes, absolutely. The C&AG looked at that escrow fund that's holding that Apple money, and it found that it incurred operating costs of €6 million last year. Now, that's roughly the same as it was the year before in 2022. It also details that the exact money, we hear a lot about the €13 billion, the €14 billion, well, the exact amount in there right now, it shows that the fund rose by €400 million last year to reach €13.7 billion. It was the first year that there was a gain on the money was recorded since it was placed in that account in 2018. And of course, all eyes will be on the minister's speech tomorrow in the budget to find out exactly what he's going to do with that big, big windfall.
Brian, thanks a million for that. And more, no doubt, from Brian and others on this report from the C&AG throughout the day.